Why this works. Dal Tadka relies on the interaction between lentils and spices. The lentils, when boiled, absorb water and swell, creating a creamy consistency. The turmeric not only adds color, but also aids in digestion. Temperatures play a crucial role. Ghee heated to the ideal temperature releases aromatic compounds from cumin seeds, enhancing flavor. The sautéing process caramelizes the onions, introducing sweetness that balances the dish. Simmering the lentils allows flavors to meld. The longer the lentils cook, the more they break down, achieving a velvety texture. The final addition of garam masala layers in warmth and complexity. Use a squeeze of lemon at the end, instead. Skipping kasuri methi. Target, 1/2 teaspoon dried fenugreek leaves, added in the final minute. Why it matters? Kasuri methi is what makes Indian dal taste Indian restaurant quality. Without it, the dal is fine, but missing the maturity. What to do? Crush between palms before adding to release oils. Add at the very end. Workarounds? No kasuri methi? 1/4 teaspoon ground fenugreek seeds approximates the flavor. What to look for? Lentils should be soft but not fully disintegrated. The color should be a vibrant yellow with a glossy finish. Aromatic spices should be prominent without overpowering. The consistency should be creamy, not watery. A rich, well-rounded aroma should fill the kitchen. Substitutions: tur dal, split pigeon pea, masoor red lentils, or moong split green. Masoor cooks fastest, 15 minutes. Tur classic, moong lightest. Brown lentils take longer and don't break down the same way. Ghee neutral oil with a teaspoon of butter at the tadka stage. The butter carries some of the toasted dairy aroma ghee provides. Pure neutral oil cooks fine, but the dish reads flatter. Asafoetida, hing, small pinch of garlic powder plus onion powder. Not the same, but covers the savory base note for kitchens that don't stock hing. Fresh tomato, tinned crushed tomato, 60 grams, or 1 teaspoon tomato paste. Use less paste than you'd expect. The concentrated version reads sharper. Make ahead in storage. Dal improves overnight. The flavors marry, and the texture firms slightly. A refrigerated dal often tastes better the second day. Refrigerate within 2 hours of cooking. Keeps 4 days refrigerated. Freezes well in 250 milliliter portions for up to 2 months. Reheat with water. Dal thickens to a paste on cooling. Splash 2 to 3 tablespoons warm water in the pan and stir to loosen. The goal is the original spoon coating consistency. Retemper the tadka if reheating from a frozen or 2+ day refrigerated state. A fresh tadka, ghee, cumin, hing, dried chili, poured on top at serving, restores the dish to its full register. Don't leave at room temperature longer than 2 hours. Cooked legumes are a known growth substrate. Refrigerator freeze, never keep it on the stove for dinner. Dal tadka is more than a dish. It embodies Indian home cooking. Each family has its own take, passing down traditions through generations. The art of tempering spices is a skill refined over years, balancing heat and flavor. Historically, dal has been a staple in Indian diets, offering nourishment and protein. This dish symbolizes comfort, often served with rice or bread, making it a versatile meal across regions. The technique of dal tadka showcases the harmony of spices, lentils, and cooking methods, reflecting India's rich culinary heritage.